All right, everybody, I think this might really be it. I'm not just wish casting. MAGA is quite literally collapsing in on itself from a few fronts right now. Not only is Congress in disarray, not only are we about 2 months out from MAGA Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, like the largest advocate of Trumpism in the world, resigning from Congress due to the Epstein files, but this new Iran war situation is also splitting up the conservatives at this new political conference. So I just wanted to talk to you all a few minutes in a very raw, genuine manner about the current state of MAGA as I see it, somebody who debates them. I've been to many of these rallies. I have friends from back in Indiana where I grew up. I currently live in Chicago, but when I grew up in Indiana, I have friends who are still MAGA, and I see the way they post, I see what they like, and the movement is currently fracturing. So drop a like, make sure you subscribe. We're getting very close to 2 million followers, and that would be a record for Gen Z independent media, and we're beating MAGA every single day. So just to back up, the Iranian war is currently crippling the pocket of so many Americans. Gas prices are spiking, and gas prices underlie the cost of other goods. Even MAGA Americans cannot close their eyes in the same way they could with January 6th, the insane Rob Reiner posts, the awful policies that affect only the most vulnerable Americans, like slashing Medicaid. These are things that MAGA people can oftentimes ignore. Sometimes it affects them, but oftentimes they do not care until it reaches them. But gas prices spiking and the price of everything spiking affects everybody. Even beyond the hardcore MAGA, the reality is there are tens of millions of American voters who voted for Trump because they weren't hardcore MAGA, but they just thought that Trump would vaguely be better for the economy, and they thought that Democrats kind of screwed up under Biden. This is a very real type of person that I have talked to, that I have debated with, and oftentimes they are more just a confused, apathetic voter. Those people are very rapidly jumping ship. America has slightly moved to the left, and even Scott Jennings admitted this during our last CNN debate. He admitted verbatim that America has likely moved to the left since the 2024 election. The question is just how much? How much are we going to win these midterms by? How much are we going to continue to dominate like we did in the special election where Mar-a-Lago is now a district that is blue? Trump's Mar-a-Lago is now under a Democrat's rule. Even Joe Rogan said on his show, I don't quote Joe Rogan a lot, but he said MAGA's full of dorks. I want you to take a look at this clip because J.D. Vance then responded to it.
You know, the phrase, make America great again, I don't care. Then,
but
fine.
That phrase sucks. Here's the thing. Like, first of all, America is great. Make America greater, I'm down. But make America great again, and then it becomes a movement of a bunch of fucking dorks? Because a lot of them are dorks. A lot of them, these really weird, fucking uninteresting, unintelligent people that have got something they cling to. And there's a lot of people that are just real, genuine patriots. And they're all lumped into this one group, and you got to accept the dorks, too? Fuck that. Yeah.
They're almost all just dorks. Here's J.D. Vance responding to this.
Joe says MAGA's full of dorks. What do you think? You consider yourself a dork? He says MAGA's dorks.
I think we have many, many fewer dorks than the far left, but everybody's got some dorks.
I'm not sure about that. Watch the CPAC conference just today.
How many of you would like to see impeachment hearings? No. That was the wrong answer. Let me try it again. How many of you would like to see impeachment hearings? No.
This idiot was asking how many people want to see Trump get impeached, and they were supposed to boo. But it sounds like he's asking how many people want to hear, like, impeachment hearings for the Democrats. The crowd very clearly got confused. I can't tell who's dumber here, the guy on stage or the people in the crowd. There's also a notable divide in MAGA going on at this conservative political action committee that is on screen now. This brings me to the next phase of the MAGA divide. Watch these interviews.
This is not a war. This is not an award. Oh, my God. I absolutely support the president of the United States of America.
I'm at CPAC in Dallas. It's the biggest conservative conference in the country. And lots of people here are talking about the war in Iran. Trump is not speaking at this event this year. But in the past, when he has spoken here, he's talked a lot about not starting new wars.
When it comes to Iran, how do you feel about that?
I'm not happy. I'm not happy at all. I mean, President Trump ran on no new wars. I feel like we've been opted into a war that shouldn't be ours. It should be Israel's.
We want to say, Mr. President, thank you. Thank you for helping Iranian people.
What do you think of the war with Iran at the moment?
Unfortunately, I think it's necessary.
You do?
Yes, and he's the only president that had the backbone to take it on.
Do you believe that Israel forced the U.S. into this war?
Absolutely not. Donald Trump does what Donald Trump wants to do.
I don't think Trump is really controlled by anybody, as much as everyone would like to control him. But I do question some of the things when it comes to, are we just going to bend over everything for Israel, you know?
What do you say to some Republicans?
There's very clearly a generational divide happening, not only at CPAC, not only in the Republican Party, but all across America. But right now, MAGA is very rapidly fracturing. Not only is MAGA, number one, full of dorks, not only do these dorks vote for somebody who promised that he would have no new wars, they got betrayed. Lower prices, they got betrayed. Lower gas prices, no. The Epstein files released, honestly, quite the opposite. But at the end of the day, this CPAC conference is highlighting that he doesn't give a shit. He didn't show up. He's currently bragging about his gold horses. I don't even know. He's bragging about random stuff at a press conference that I'm going to cover right after this video. And people at CPAC are just quite oblivious.
People who say, well, this is Israel's war. It shouldn't be America's war.
That's not so. Israel is God's people. Those that bless Israel will be blessed. Those that curse Israel, they better watch out.
Do you feel disappointed in the president?
Sure.
Do you still support him?
I want him to succeed. I certainly do. I think it's to be determined on, you know, if I can remain to support him. We'll see how the next 6 months go, and I'll see what happens.
Are you concerned that this war drags on?
Absolutely.
Now, this is Roger Stone's nephew. This is Alex Stone. If you've been watching the Adam Ockler channel for a while, we debated him about a year and a half back at a Trump rally during the election season.
Absolutely. We hear this phrase.
He's a huge America First Trump supporter, right? So the fact that he said he may not support Trump is insane.
War drags on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We hear the phrase America First. Let's put America first. And I'm concerned that this isn't putting America first.
It absolutely is not putting America first. We're asking for $200 billion for an endless war in the Middle East. We've run this experiment, this exact experiment, in a country that starts with the letters IRA. It didn't go well. Didn't go well in Iraq. Didn't go well in Afghanistan. And now we're going to try to deploy thousands of more troops and 82nd Airborne Division to the Middle East in an attempt to rewrite history, redo this war, repeat history. Hell no. We're going to continue to push back every single day on the Adam Ockler feed. Make sure you drop a like. Subscribe below. We're getting close to 2 mil. I love you all, and peace out.